Thank you, Mr. Witt. The one thing that I will say is that I would ask that the acting city manager present this to the city manager or the interim city manager as soon as he gets on board so that he understands what the council's focus is for the future. Further discussion or debate? Michelle, really thank you for bringing this forward and for bringing that out again for council address. Just as a reminder to the public, a lot of the information is included online at thecityofbethel.org. Our whole city council packets are available there. So if you want to keep along and read them as we go through them and our agenda, please do.
Mayor Barr, would it be possible to check in with our acting city manager, Strickler, and see if she has anything she wants to say about this document?
Definitely. Thank you for that, Ms. Strickler.
Thank you both. So I think in the short term, one of the primary focuses for the city council and administration has been to stabilize the finance department. Former city manager Carraza had reached out to the Alaska Executive Search firm out of Anchorage and is looking for their assistance in hiring a finance director. We've had one candidate that has shown interest and who is qualified, and I'm working with human resources to try to set up an interview with him, as well as pulling in our contractors, Carmen and Jackson and her team, to sit in on the interviews. But in addition to that, I think once we get our finance department stabilized, which I am hopeful will be soon, we will have more of a foundation so that we can start working through some of these other things that have high significance on stabilized department heads in the finance department. So, for instance, the creating a five-year plan and long-term financial planning for the city. I think it is important to make sure that our finance department has understanding of our current financial situation and is able to advise administration on strategies to facilitate some of those planning processes. Records management, that is something that's being held with the city clerk's office. So we're right now reviewing our records management program, and we'll be coordinating with the records managers within each of the departments and organizing our file structure and updating our retention processes. One, so that they're more electronic. The city clerk's office is almost 100% electronic, with the exception of our historical papers. I want to get the rest of the city up to primarily electronic records. And I think that is an obtainable goal in the short term. So we're also, the Parks and Rec Committee has identified an opportunity for new revenue at the YK Fitness Center and is continuing to brainstorm for that. One of those was the sugar sweetened beverage that was already drafted. Policies and procedures, we've, Libby and I and our Human Resources Director James have reached out to the department heads and are soliciting all of the policies and procedures that are within each of the departments so we can start reviewing them collectively and then preparing an electronic and a hard copy file that contains all of these policies and procedures and getting a fresh start, regrouping a bit and making sure that what we have in those policies and procedure are current and accurate and appropriate for today. The other ones that we're working through, not much movement on the committee and commission and interaction and participation. We have increased our public communication and engagement through the city clerk's office, which was slightly derailed this past month, but we will get back on track here within the next couple of days. And we're engaging also with other departments. For instance, I know that I've had members of the public and members of council approach me, hoping to get the police department to start posting more things on the city's Facebook page. I know finance department with sales tax and business licensing. The city of Bethel has a lot of information to share. We just have to facilitate an opportunity to get that to the public. And I think that our Facebook page is a good way to do that. And then also the council, as far as the light properties. The Planning Commission just started reviewing those light properties. So we're taking good initial first steps there. That is going to be, it's going to take probably a year to start addressing some of these light properties, but we've got a good first step anyway. I think that is all, the boardwalk we've touched on, that is a general update on the ones that we are actively working on. And then again, as we grow our finance department, I am sure we'll be able to tackle many more of these in the near future.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. Any other comments or discussion with information memorandum IM 20-13? If not, we're moving on to item number 10.7, which is information memorandum 20-14, the emergency procurement of cleaning and sanitation services. And this was brought forth by Acting City Manager Strickler, and this had passed on the consent agenda. And we're moving on to item number 11, reports. Item 11.1 is the mayor's report. I've really got nothing to report. I will say that with my contacts with the military, the two jets that flew into Bethel, one had issues and had to land here in Bethel, while the other one had to fly around and burn off some fuel. So that's the reason why the military is here in town. So 11.2 is the city manager's report. Ms. Strickler?
So I don't really have much else to add to the report that I haven't already touched on. With the recent cases of community spread in Bethel, we have tried to move a lot of our admin support staff to teleworking, and I want to thank the IT director, Bo Foley, for taking some quick and swift action to help get that organized a couple of weeks ago. We're hoping that the impacts of that transition hasn't been too bad for the public, but we felt that it was in the best interest of our organization to make sure that the few employees that we have supporting our operation remained healthy. So thank you as we work through and be flexible with us. Thank you. I don't have much else to add unless there are questions.
I have one, Ms. Strickler. How are we doing over at the airport? Are we providing, I know that you had talked about a, not a raffle, but a drawing every week for $1,000. You want to speak on that a little?
Sure. We've changed the airport incentive program. It was initiated this last weekend. So instead of passengers approaching the airport incentive staff with proof of testing and receiving a $25 gift card to a restaurant here in town, we are handing a card out to each of the passengers as they deplane and walk into the Alaska Airlines terminal. And it gives them the opportunity to write their name and their phone number down on this card and present proof of compliance with the city council's mandate for testing or showing proof of test within 72 hours of travel, or the critical infrastructure's letter from their employer. So if people are able to show proof of compliance with the mandate at that time of deboarding the plane and going through the testing at YKHC, we take that card and it's staff employees are able to circle on that card which one the passenger was able to show. So we were able to see or able to now track whether or not people are getting tested there or if they're coming in and their critical infrastructure and being able to separate a little bit more the way that people are complying with the mandate. And their names are being put into a drawing, which is happening weekly, Monday at 12:30. We will do a weekly drawing for a $1,000 check to correspond with the incentive program. It's my hope and my goal that the city can expand the incentive program to every day of the week. I know that that's a huge interest for YKHC, the city council, and for sure myself, to make sure that that is happening and that it's dependable. It takes staff resources to accommodate that. It runs most effectively when you have two or three people up at the airport handing out the cards, accepting the cards, and to make sure that we have the schedule fulfilled for what will soon be two flights a day, the city really needs to have at least eight people available for that. At this point, after soliciting city employees and department heads, we aren't at a spot where we are able to pull staff from their regular duties to have them sit at the airport for 2 hours to provide this incentive program during the week. We do have employees and support staff that are working on the weekends when they're able to get off of work or get overtime with the city. But at this point, we don't have the staff capacity to expand that much more. I'm reaching out to some other agencies with some ideas of maybe doing something similar to what we've initiated with a delivery program of meals to quarantine patients. So when I first became acting city manager, YKHC asked for the city's support in delivering of meals from YKHC's kitchen to the Longhouse Hotel or to Bentley's, where they might have close contacts or COVID positive patients housed for 2 weeks. We initiated a program with nonprofits here in town that are scheduled for a week of three times a day delivery, and they receive compensation directly to the nonprofit. I'm hoping that we can facilitate, like I said, something similar to that and help some of the nonprofits or other groups in the community that may have faced loss because of lack of fundraising. To see if they would want to coordinate a schedule to go up to the airport and assist the city with this. But at this point, the balls are still in the air. I'm just waiting for them to fall into place, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. One more question for me. Who wrote the COVID-19 letter or the COVID-19 report on distribution of funds? Was that TWC?
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm sorry. That was TWC. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was reading through it, and it sounds like they feel very sad when they have to tell people no, they're not eligible to receive the money. So, but it looks like they've served quite a number of people. Individuals served 161, households served, they've served 43, funds spent 85, over 85,000. So that's great to hear. That's all I have for the city manager. Does any other council members have any questions or comments to Ms. Strickler?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Ms. Leary.
I just want to say this report was awesome. I highlighted all over it and wrote, yes, awesome, on like almost every point on it. You know, the reaching out to the nonprofits to help out with the meal delivery program for quarantine folks, you know, in conjunction with YK. I love that. I was really happy to see the bullet below that about working on an organizational chart for the EOC to pare down the staffing to direct operations. Very excited about that. And as Ms. Strickler wrote in here that, you know, by combining duties, operating with fewer people and having less of a formal structure to work under, the EOC will be able to reduce task tracking and reduce the wide oversight required to manage them. Super excited about that. I like that you included a note about the testing opportunities for homeless population and that's on your radar and something that's being worked on. yeah, just about everything on here. I was really excited to see, and I appreciate your shout out to Bo Foley, the option for teleworking. Oh, and then the other thing that I just couldn't believe we weren't already doing this, that we're starting a, or not we, not me at all, but administration, I think probably mostly Ms. Strickler and finances, setting up a electronic way for staff to clock in and out. I I had to read that a couple of times. I couldn't believe that that the city was not utilizing a program like that already. So thank you, Ms. Strickler. This report is great. Wish you were sticking around in this capacity for longer. And I know I'm not the only one that thinks that. So thank you for the great report.
That means a lot. Thank you, Councilmember Leary.
Thank you, Ms. Leary, and thank you, Ms. Strickler. So hearing Mr. Springer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just wanted to express my appreciation to Lori for stepping in. She's done an excellent job, which is absolutely no surprise. And the city is really better off for her tenure as the acting city manager. So, quick.
Thank you.
Ms. Strickler, you have a string of positive accolades in your pocket. Job well done. Thank you, Mr. Springer. For the points of discussion or comments? If not, we're moving on to item 11.3, which is the clerk's report, which brings up forth is Mr. Morgan. Would you like to discuss your city clerk's report?
I would like to remind the public that early voting is available at City Hall from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is for the city election and also for the REAA state election. So if you want to avoid the long lines of election day between now and October 5th during the weekday, please come to City Hall and cast your vote. And Lori, would you like to add some more?
No, thank you, Kevin. The only thing that I would like to add is we are hoping to reduce congestion on election day and have increased our availability for early voting and increased the efficiency for early voting. So if you decide to take advantage of early voting, we will make sure that it is fast for you. So come on your lunch hour and get your ballot in. We are also extending our hours for early voting on Thursdays to 6 o'clock, and we'll have an early voting Saturday option as well. And that's going to be October 3rd. And I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's from 11 to 3, I believe. 10 to 2. Thank you, Kevin. You also have the option of casting your ballot by mail if you choose. We have an application deadline for that coming up very quickly. And if for some reason you're not able to get your by mail ballot in and you're not able to go to polls on election day, there's special need voting and there's also ballot transmitted by electronic means, so we'd be able to email you a ballot as well. We've made sure that there's plenty of options and availability of our ballots this year so that no one has to feel nervous about casting their ballot in the city's election. Thank you.
Mr. Morgan, would you like to add anything to the clerk's report?
I would also like to say that Lori's done a great job as acting city manager. And and I can't wait for her to become the city clerk again.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, as they say, there is no I in team. I think you guys make a great team. So any comments or questions any of the council members would like to ask the city clerk, deputy city clerk?
Mayor Barr, this is Michelle. I want to say, you know, I very much appreciate our city clerk becoming acting city manager at a time that was very needed. And I also appreciate Kevin for stepping up and assuming the all the responsibilities of making sure the meetings come off without a hitch. So thank you, Kevin, for all of your work. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Councilmember DeWitt.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Further comments by the council? Any further accolades for our rock stars? Hearing none. We're going to move on over to number 12, which is our city council comments. I'm going to go in reverse order from the bottom to the top. And by that, I don't reflect any, I don't want to reflect any negativity. So we're going to start off with Council Member Diamond. Mr. Diamond, would you like to go first?
Sure. Thank you much.
Who's that?
Yeah, Mr. Council. Mayor.
We're going to go to
the discussion a little bit. Hey, Mark, could you mute your phone, please?
Yes, bye.
Is that a go for me, Mr. Barr?
Yes, it is, Mr. Diamond.
All right, thank you. So really, this is, I realized yesterday, this will be my last meeting with the council. And, we could, or I guess, and, well, unless we have a special meeting, and we've had many of them, but before the election. And what I wanted to do was just share my thoughts about the council for you, and I guess the public, if there's people listening. I'm really, really well pleased with this city council as it stands now. You know, I came down originally because of the pandemic and you had an opening and I had experience and thought I could try to be helpful. And I wanted to, you know, we've had some contentious city councils in the last few years, and that's not necessarily anything new, but I find everyone on this council currently to be thoughtful, to be a careful thinker. All of you are very hard workers. I mean, we've had, it feels like, I don't know, 20 meetings in the last 6 months, however long I've been on this. We've had a lot of meetings and a lot of special meetings, and we get a lot done. And of course, it's not perfect. It's not going to be perfect, but the intent is there. And I'm just really, really pleased with all of you, and I feel comfortable because I was a bit worried because I didn't know who was on council, and I know we have a lot of new members during a time of crisis. I was worried, but I'm not worried anymore, and I can rest assured that we're in good hands with you all, with the city attorney that I believe is this body hired just a little bit before I came on. With the city clerk, with all of her experience, and with Kevin now, we've got great department heads. So I'm just really pleased, and I'm pleased for Bethel, because I think that we can't make the situation perfect, and you will be asked to. And it's already happened. There are people who want the city to make things perfectly safe, and we can't. But we can make things safer, and I think that we've tried and taking good steps towards that, especially working in partnership with YKHC. I think personally we should have a little more contact with DHSS, but
yeah, I know, yeah,
enough of COVID. But Ms. DeWitt and Ms. Franco and Mr. Stringer and Ms. Leary and Ms. Hansen and Mayor Barr, I think you guys are doing a great job. So that's all I've got to say for this evening.
I believe those ads came out really nice.
Oh, hey, Mark, I think you're unmuted again.
I'm about to throw this phone as hard as possible at the nearest solid
object. Mark, I was just complimenting on council members keeping composed all the time. So I think you guys are doing great.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Diamond, and thank you for stepping up during our time of crisis. I can say crisis because we had our council member leaving, and then we have this whole COVID-19 thing going on. So I really appreciate your experience and the time that you have put in as a council member I think I can speak for the council that you have provided us some positive tutelage during this time. So thank you.
Yep.
And we'll move on over to Council Member DeWitt. Ms. DeWitt?
No comments this evening. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. And we'll move on over to our commentator, Mr. Springer.
Yeah, your roving reporter. Well, actually, I came out here to the airport look at F-15. It's down here. You can see it through the back gate at the armory. Seriously, Mr. Mayor, I would like to express my condolences to Willie Keppel and his family down in Quinhog and the Cleveland family for the tragedy down there. Willie, you know, is a former member of the council and always has something to say, and we always appreciated that. So my condolences out to him and his family. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Sad day. Thank you, Mr. Springer. Council Member Franco.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. I was trying to pull up the number for people to call to fill out the census application if you haven't already. I cannot locate it right now, though. But rest assured, I trust that one of my other council members will have that number and can share it in a few minutes. But I just wanted to continue the message that Susan Taylor shared with us under People to be Heard earlier this evening about the importance of getting the census filled out. I believe the deadline is September 30th. There is some litigation or some sort of court case to get that extended, but at this time, we are to assume that the last date will be the end of this month. It is very, very important for everyone to go and fill that out. I just want to make it very clear that it is confidential. That information is secure. It will not be shared. It will not be used to against you. You know, if you have more people than you're supposed to living in your home, or, you know, something along those lines. But really, rather, this information is meant to benefit our community and will so for the next 10 years when it comes to federal funding. I also just want to put it out there that the First Alaskans Institute is having a 2020 census appreciation drawing. I believe they're doing that through the end of the month. There's lots of really cool prizes, including cash, a four-wheeler, a skiff, and a snow machine. So if you go to the First Alaskans Institute website or their first Facebook page, there is a link to enter that raffle after you have completed your census information. I also just want to say thank you so much to Hugh for serving with us on the council, and thank you for the kind words earlier. I think I was also kind of a bit concerned when we had an open seat on the council and wasn't sure what to expect from that being filled, but it has been a pleasure serving with you. I've really appreciated your institutional knowledge, just the background and the experience you have, and how you've been able to really make us a better council. So thank you so much for serving with us.
Thank you.
And that's all I have. Thank you, Mayor Barr.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. And we're moving on up to Council Member Alyssa Leary. Ms. Leary.
Thanks, Mayor Barr. So let's see, Cece sounded like she was tasking someone to look up the census number. So I think this is the right number. Census, according to the census.gov, the call-in number is 1-844-330-2020. I think we've heard from Susan and Cece tonight a lot about how important this is. Our communities are going to, Bethel is going to lose out on some funding if we don't get everyone counted. I just wanted to echo the last couple of comments about Hugh stepping up to help out the council in a time of crisis. I really appreciate everything you've done working with us. And yeah, I'll just keep it short. Thanks everyone for being here tonight. Good night.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Or I'm sorry, Ms. Leary. Ms. Hansen, Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hi there. I'd also like to thank you for joining us. You know, when we needed somebody to step up and join our council for that interim period. And I was just happy that somebody who had a lot of institutional knowledge and community knowledge was able to help us out with that and provide a voice of reason, a voice of thoughtfulness. And so I just want to thank you for being part of our group in this time. And also, I would like to say that tomorrow, just a reminder to parents out there or students that it will be the pickup time for your work up at the high school. And that'll be from 8 o'clock until 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. Both junior high and high school parents or students will enter through the gym. And this is our first week of using airdropping so that students can receive their schoolwork on their computers or iPads. So I know there's been a lot of foo-farah about paper packets in the past, you know, and so everyone up at the school and other schools have been busting their humps trying to get these ready for students this week. And so it'll be kind of a new thing. It'll take some adjustment, but we're working through it too. So don't stress out about it because we'll figure it out together. And so make sure you come get your new work and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. I really don't have a whole lot of things to say except thank you to this council again. You know, I was thinking about how many disagreements we had as a group. I don't think I've ever heard of so many unanimous votes while being on the council. I think we've had one dissenting vote during one topic, and that was pretty much it. So I really appreciate the unity that this council displays. So thank you for that. It's meaningful work, and it's finding purpose. And it's working for the positive things for this community. So, Mr. Diamond, again, lastly, thank you for your service. And there's always openings on our committees.
Yeah, Port needs me.
Yes. So moving on, we're going to move on to item number 13, which is the executive session. And item 13.1. In accordance with Alaska.
I'm sorry. I can make that motion if you need it now.
Yes, please, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah, so I'd like to make a motion in accordance to move into executive session in accordance with AS 44.62.310(c)(1) matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the public entity, that's us, the city, the YK Fitness Center, construction issues, and recourse. So we'll be meeting, and that will include the council, the city clerk, the city attorney, the acting city manager.
And I'm sorry, the deputy clerk.
The deputy clerk is what I meant. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. And do I have a second?
DeWitt, second.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Discussion? I think that's self-explanatory. All those in favor of said motion to go into executive session, indicate by saying aye, please.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. We are now in executive session. We'll have Kevin take a couple of minutes to kind of set things up. Great, thank you.
Yeah, 9 o'clock meetings seem so late. We used to be here until like
11.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Not me. Nope. I think the latest I had gone was like 11 or so. 11, 11:30. Okay, we're back on the record. It is now 9:32 p.m. And we're out of executive session. We have one more item on the agenda, and that is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Springer. Is there a second?
A second.
And that was Ms. Hansen?
Yep.
All those in favor of adjournment indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Good work, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night, everyone. Thanks.
Good night, everybody. I'm ending the meeting.